Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been talking a lot about our connectivity on defense, making sure we're connected not only, you know, with our communication and all the things you would think of, but with our style of play and making sure we're all on the same page with the way we want to play the game. And obviously that message is coming from Sean. The thing I'll say about our guys is, you know, there's a lot of pride in that room, you know, and you're not going to have 17 to 20 games of perfect football. It's not going to happen. And not only football, but life's about how you respond. And the guys certainly responded. We've got a new challenge ahead of us, certainly a very difficult challenge. And, you know, the guys started off the right way today, and, you know, we'll see how the rest of the week goes. Yeah, so did you say we're young?
Since we were young.
Okay. I was saying I'm not young, you're young. Yeah.
Right, but I think it's a good question. Someone asked me the other day to just like, hey, what's a run blitz?
Yeah. So the best way I can describe it without going into detail is that a run blitz is more designed structurally to defend the run and add bodies into the run. At the point, you know, you try to design them the best to where you're adding them in to where you want to add them in based on the scheme you're going against. Where that difference is, like when you talk about pass blitzes, you're trying to beat protections. So where are you trying to add extra bodies into the run? How are you trying to beat protection? It's hard to marry those two up. There's very few pressures that can do that. But that would be the most elementary way I could describe it.
If you get beat by a blitz, rushing the quarterback in the pass could be a big play down the field. If you get beat on a run blitz, it's the same risk because all of a sudden you get to the second level and the result?
Absolutely. You know, obviously, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people might be moving in a run pressure. So when people are moving, gaps are changing. And it's very important that everybody understands they're 1/11th. And there are some caveats to what could potentially happen based off the scheme you're getting. So, you know, it is. I mean, it comes down to it. It's a puzzle, and we got to make sure we put it together the right way. It's funny you bring that up because so my dad was with Joey in San Diego. They were still San Diego. And obviously that might have been 2016. And he called me after the game and he's like, man, Joey Bosa looks like he's having fun, you know, which I thought was pretty cool. I mean, Joey Bosa's had a lot of success in this league, and people take it for granted that how glorious this is to be an NFL player or coach. And absolutely, you know, it is a blessing and, you know, how lucky everybody is to be in this league. But at the same time, you know, you can run into obstacles, you can run into adversity, and certainly that fun can wane. But he's doing a great job, man. It's cool to see a smile on his face. He works his butt off, which is really great, not only just to be a coach, but for our young guys to see what it takes to to get to the level that he's gotten to in his career, and really, really happy that Joey's with us.
He also seems like he's pretty hard on himself. You know, whether it's losing Kitaen on Lamar, and you can see like his body language even when
yeah.
the field's tough off.
Yeah. It just goes back to the players that want to be great in this league. I tell our defense this all the time. I can stand up in front of them and say we got to do this, that, and the other. But when it comes down to it, it's holding yourself accountable to whatever standard you want to be at. And if that's average, you're not going to make it in this league. And holding yourself to that standard comes with the recipe is work. Certainly talent is part of that recipe, but there's nothing better than work. And, you know, certainly he puts in the time and, you know, he's one of the first ones out to practice and all those type of things. So it's just a great example for everybody to see.
Is it more meaningful as far as examples go that he acknowledges when he got here that he's running out of chances and that he's going to let – he's not going to let – he's going to put it all out on the field no matter what happens?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe now his shelf life is coming back, you know, going back the other way, you know. I think that's real, right, in your life. Like, it's real. Like, I can't take my job for granted, and he's certainly not taking his job for granted. And usually karma catches up with you when you start to do that. And it's all about perspective. It's all about the way your mind operates. And certainly he's in a good place right now, and we got to keep that going, and consistency is the most important thing.
The one that punched the ball out of Justin Fields' hand. Yep. Early in the game, do you think that
helped set
the tone for the rest of the day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Certainly built a little momentum. We got the three and out. We got the takeaway. And so there's, you know, within four plays, we have a takeaway and a three and out, you know, and that's certainly going to help you have a chance to win. I thought he did a good job. It was good to see him tackle a running back. You know, it was good to see him tackle a running back. No, he did a nice job. You know, would have liked to have had a few more plays in there, you know, just the way the game played out. But, no, he did a nice job. And this week's a new week, and we've got to continue to stack consistent performances.
They run the end around Christian State's home, right? I mean, like, you just kind of go into the mentality of a corner and having that discipline.
Yeah, you know, the one thing, and Sean talks about it all the time, our corners tackle here. Like, we're going to tackle. This is tackle football. It's tackle football. There's no flags out there except that the officials and the head coaches have one, and they're different colors. But that's just, you know, I think one of the things that Sean obviously does a good job of is building, you know, consistency within the message or within the fundamentals and the techniques of what we're doing. So, you know, a little bit the same thing that we're telling a defensive end, a linebacker or a corner or a safety or nickel, whatever it is, you know, the message is the same and the expectation is the same. So that doesn't change from position. Oh, you got to tackle well. You guys just – no, that's not how we do it here. Right, wrong, or indifferent. But yeah, so, I mean, that's what CB does. You know, he's for the most part, he's going to do everything right. Or you know he's attempting to do everything right. So, disciplined play, usually we talk about it all the time. You do your job, do your 1-11th, and make the plays that show up. Don't chase plays. Yep. Yeah, I think like anything, you know, the growth that what happened when Dorian was younger, you know, you expect that those bumps in the road a little bit, you know, and the expectation is that the younger guys learn from them, rookies, let's say. And Dorian, shoot, I lose track all the time. What is he in his third year? you know, the his expectation is that he is a starter, whether he's in or not. And his level of performance needs to be that. He knows that, and that's the standard that he wants for himself. So it's how it's been here the whole time. Next man up, and the expectation does not change. We don't make excuses. We don't do that. Yeah, I mean, I think I don't mean to dodge your question by any means, but the whole defense, you know, it was we were more connected, and you know, certainly both opponents that we've played and the opponent that we're going to play, they all provided a lot of challenges. But we just wanted to make sure going into this week, this past week, that, you know, we were stressing our 111th, and the guys certainly did that. And the guys just wanted to put a certain product out there that they knew was up to par with what we stand for, and they took the initiative. Like I said before, I can sit here and say it the whole time. I can sit there and scream and yell, but they did a great job, man. And the assistant coaches, phenomenal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.